22.
22, 23, 24.
Thank you.
Hello there. Let me get a look at you. So we're in Escondido, am I correct? And they said, oh, you're going to San Diego today. I said, no, I think we're going to Escondido. which is it? I know where I am geographically, but who are you people? Are you Escondidoans? Are you San Diegans? I can't understand a word of yourself. Oh, you look good, Sanders. Hey, there's Scotty D. I can see his head shining from here. And that's Larry LaRock right there. I should add, world champion pro surfer, Larry LaRock. Of the waves. Larry knows how to waggle his fingers on that. Does anybody else hear that little clickety rattle thing? What was that? Shit. Play a rattlesnake up here. I was talking about Larry. For you, and it's going to be an amazing thing. And I'm not going to do a lot of talking. This is going to be most of my show. Every now and then I'll start blathering some shit if it comes to me. But the one thing I do want to say, and take it to heart, is we've been doing this Primus the Chocolate Factory thing for about a month now, and it's been spectacular. We've been having a great time. But for some reason, these last few shows, we've had some people in the audience during the chocolate performance, they kind of heckling and mouthing off and saying things. And I realize we're Primus, we suck and all that. You don't have to tell us 52,000 times. But if you do want to say something, now is the time to say it. Don't say it during the chocolate factory stuff because it's kind of like a play. It messes up the flow. And I actually have to stop the flow the other night to kind of speed up the whole thing for everybody in Phoenix because of some one dipshit crowd. So, if you're inclined to spew nonsense, like you're at a Limp Bizkit concert or something, go get a hot dog or something. Leave these fine people to enjoy their chocolate. In the meantime, we're going to enjoy the glory that is Blur Hang 10 Lalonde.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
and Ted Wharton. Thank you, Ron, the fellow Green Leaves. Brown for it. So it was just a huge milestone in my life. Because a big hero of mine, Stanley Clark, came out and said that it was on this particular song. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if you weren't there, he kicked the shit. So it was an amazing thing to see Stanley do his thing. So I just figured for that little section right there, I had to kind of sort of blow the wad, so to speak, for you folks. Kind of clear the pipes. And make myself feel better about myself.
Thank you.